You are listening a podcast from the World Stroke Academy, the educational platform of the World Stroke Organization.
On the occasion of International Women's Day, we at the World Stroke Academy want to celebrate the achievements and careers of women in stroke and highlight female leadership. We interviewed outstanding women who were nominated by WSO board members for their important contributions to the field of stroke.
This is the 12th episode of the Women in Stroke Initiative podcast.
I'm Alina Schwarz, I'm the Executive Manager of the World Stroke Academy, and I'm here today with Professor Marion Walker. Hi, Marion.
Hi there, Alina. Nice to be here.
Marion Walker is Emeritus Professor of Stroke Rehabilitation at the University of Nottingham, England. She is an occupational therapist by professional background and has played a leading role in developing a research culture within her own profession. Marion has a strong research portfolio covering a wide area of local, national, and international research projects. She's passionate about supporting the next generation of stroke rehabilitation researchers and a strong advocate of patient partnership. She's also executive coach with a specific interest in coaching women to achieve their career ambitions. She's an emeritus NIHR senior investigator and was awarded an MBE in the Queen's New Year Honours List 2012 for her service to stroke rehabilitation and stroke survivors. Welcome, Marion. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, and it's a privilege to be asked to do this with you. I'm really, really pleased to be here, so thank you.
So let's start with the first question. You've had a very impressive career in the field of stroke rehabilitation. Can you share with us how you became interested in stroke rehabilitation research?
That was a long time ago, but my passion has never wavered. I about a year or 2 years after I qualified as a therapist, my husband moved to England from Scotland, and I managed to secure a job in Nottingham. And at that time, Nottingham was building a reputation as a centre of excellence in stroke. And I was really fortunate enough in order to have to set up the first stroke unit, one of the first ones in England. And that was a real privilege. But alongside the clinical service was a very active research unit. And I gathered data for the researchers. I took part in their seminars. And I thought, I really want to do this. I really want to get involved in this. So after 2 years working in the stroke unit, I moved over to be a research OT, research therapist, and I've never wavered. I've never regretted that decision, and it's been a lifelong passion.
What's your career advice for young women who are about to take the first step in stroke research, especially those who might come from a professional background in allied health?
My advice would be choose where you work very carefully. It's important to be in a supportive environment, an environment where you learn a lot from people who are experienced and willing to share their experience with you, so that you're learning each day and that you're gaining something every day and caught up in that enthusiasm that's there in research units. And just being in a good place, I think, is the optimal bit of advice I would give young women.
I read in your resume that you are coaching women to achieve their career ambitions. So during your own career, did you have a mentor, and what do you think is the role of female mentorship?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think mentorship is hugely important. And when I started in research, there weren't many therapists who had a PhD. I didn't know many academic therapists at all. So there was nobody really there to mentor me from my own profession. So I was mentored from psychologists, from neurologists, medics. And I don't believe you should have just one mentor. I think you have different needs and may need mentorship for different aspects of your career. So I like to think I gather mentors, and I still have mentors that I can talk to and share things with. So yeah, I've had a range of mentors, and I think it's hugely important. But I'm also, as you've said, very, very keen to ensure that women, particularly women in their career, have the ability to be coached, not just about mentoring and sharing those experiences, but that women are coached to be the best leaders that they possibly can be. So yeah, I'm passionate about that.
What inspires you?
Oh, what inspires me? I'm inspired by collaborations. I'm really inspired by working together as a team, and I think that's why stroke care has been so attractive to me. I like working as part of a team, and I like when you feel as if you're making headway, and that the thinking from the diversity of a team makes the outcome even better. So working in collaborative teams are the things that inspire me.
And for you, what does it mean when somebody is outstanding in your area of research or field?
To be outstanding in my field, it's about being passionate about what you're working on. But being passionate and investing that passion in making things happen, so that you're prepared to put the hours in, that you're prepared to go that extra mile. And it's not about furthering your own career, it's about making a step change, making a difference to patients and to those living with stroke and their carers. I'm really interested in looking after carers of stroke survivors as well as just the patient themselves. So yes, all those things really.
What has been the greatest achievement of your career?
Sometimes it's not big things that have made me feel really proud. Sometimes it's just seeing some junior therapists, you know, get their PhDs and move on to greater things. But I guess for a personal achievement, I think it would be, last year I got a Lifetime Achievement Award from the UK Stroke Forum, which I'm really, really proud of, because that sort of speaks to the fact that I've dedicated a lot of my career to stroke rehabilitation and its research. So I guess I would say that achievement has made me really, really proud.
And finally, could you tell us something about your ongoing research projects and future plans?
So at the moment I'm working, I was part of a group that founded the International Stroke Rehab and Recovery Research Alliance. And that's a group of global stroke rehab and recovery academics who are working together to ensure that we have global collaboration to move stroke rehabilitation research a step forward. And with that group, we have set up multiple round tables where we've taken particular areas of particular issues that we want to develop guidance that will help move the area forward. And our publications from that have been downloaded 93,000 times. So there's obviously an appetite for this kind of work. And at this point in time, I'm leading on a piece of work that's developing criteria for centres of clinical excellence in stroke rehabilitation. And I'm working with a fantastic group of global experts who are pulling together these criteria that we hope to publish in the very near future, so that centres can aspire to be these centres of excellence and that we really move the field forward. So I'm really passionate about that at the moment, and it's great to work with such a great group of people.
Thank you, Marion, for participating in this interview. It was wonderful to hear your insights, and I'm looking forward to read much more about your work in the future.
Thank you. Thank you, Alina.